Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores.
Who, by the way, is a big fan of Andrew Dice Clay.
I'm that's going to be...
Hickory dickory. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I hope you guys get him lined up for an interview.
I don't.
We're trying. Yeah. That is in the works.
Joe, you know what? You better start putting feelers out for another flagship station, because you never know what might happen with something like
get
that.
Get the big check ready for the FCC.
Well, we'll not be a live interview.
I would hope not.
Holy cow.
That's what dump buttons are for.
No, yeah, really?
Great. That's what discretion is
for. Well, don't use it now, okay?
All right.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question along the lines of Tim Corbin.
Well, let me jump ahead of you, because one of the great things about this 755 update is every once in a while we have something that's really significant, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you that this is all over. Tim is staying at Vanderbilt.
All right, good.
He is not going to pursue the Oregon job, and I'm sure it was a, he obviously went out there and visited, and I know that they had gotten to discussions, and some specifics were being discussed. In the end, I think he just likes the situation here. He was flattered to be offered when somebody is going to, restart a program in a major conference and is going to obviously do the things they're going to do, like build a new stadium and throw significant money at this thing, not only in the salary, but in the long-term process for the facilities there, and have the backing of the people that Oregon has the backing of. I'm sure it's understandable. It behooves them to go take a look. But in the end, I know Tim met at length yesterday with David Williams, and I know that they had a lot of serious discussions, as always, and Tim is going to stay, and so we're really thrilled about that.
My question to you is that, a lot of the talk was that why, Tim is talking to other schools, it seems like, annually. I don't have a problem with that, because I think you can't shoot down opportunities. But from Vanderbilt's side, do they get upset when he talks to other schools? And is it a deal that, hey, we're happy to have you back, you go ahead and do what you need to do? Or is it one of those things where it's maybe an unwritten policy not to keep flirting with other schools?
Well, I guess a difference in the whole approach, Frank, would be if he's seeking those schools out, or if they're seeking him out. And Tim is not making phone calls checking on jobs around the country, and in the grand scheme of the success he's had, I don't think it's that unusual for him to have two or three of these folks to go seriously look at. I think if you're a Vanderbilt fan or work on campus or whatever, you've kind of got to have a sense of pride that he thinks enough, obviously, of the university and Nashville to stay through some pretty serious discussions with some pretty serious programs. I don't think this is something you look for annually. However, I know that the AD at Oregon, said quite frankly yesterday, Tim is one of the top three coaches in America. And, if you're going to start a program and you're serious about it, or if you're serious about your program in general, he's obviously a guy you'd talk to. So I think it goes with the territory in some regard. I think Tim's probably wearing a little thin on this as well, about having to deal with this every year. But I just think it comes with the territory in college baseball, especially as competitive as it's gotten nationally, that programs that are serious are now going to throw serious money at the baseball program and at the coaches. And so I think you just have to take a look at some of them.
Should happen to all of us.
It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, you certainly have to do those kind of things. And, there's another guy that's probably going to get significant money thrown at him today, and that's David Price. The deadline for him to sign with Tampa Bay is 10:59 Central Time tonight. And what's gotten now into the mix, and we've talked about it a little bit, Major League Baseball was really serious about the so-called slotting of the signing of draft picks. They were trying to get some kind of handle on, those exorbitant salaries and signing bonuses. Well, some of that may have all gone out the window.
With Detroit.
Exactly. Yes, they signed Rick Porcello to a $7.5 million basically contract, and he was the 27th pick overall. So now David Price, and they're talking in Tampa now, and the Devil Rays may have to go into $10 million range So it's going to be interesting to see. They seem to be confident that it's going to happen. But I know, David, the Price family was probably not too upset to see Detroit make that signing on the day before the deadline.
In this case, the Price really is right.
The Price really could be right. That's right.
So will there be a showcase showdown tonight, you think?
He won't have to bid on it. They're bidding on him.
Spin the wheel.
Just don't spin the wheel, David, please.
Come on down.
Joe Fisher will come on down again tomorrow morning at 7:55.
Okay, guys.
See you, Joe.
Thanks.